'24 LVA budget and a proposed fiscal year 2025 LVA budget. Following the hearing, approval of resolutions may be considered to adopt proposed changes to the fiscal year 2024 budget and the 2025 budget. Alan, will you take us through this?
Yeah, this is the LVA that's associated with the CIP grant we received, loan we received for the community center expansion. And so this one, you essentially see the total there and then the annual payment, the mortgage payment is $239,000 on that. We already had to start that, according to the CIP, on that loan from the CIP that's paid off essentially by the endowment for the library.
Questions on this from council?
Sorry, what does CIP stand for?
Sorry?
Community Impact Board.
I'll assume that I know what you're talking
about. So it's just a fund that is from mining communities that that the companies pay into.
Yeah, federal mineral lease properties throughout the state, the lease on those federal lands for mining and oil, those funds go into a pot that is distributed by the CIP, which is the Community Impact Board, which is made up of those contributing counties.
And they make loans in a case like this at like a lower interest rate?
Lower interest rate, 6.5% interest rate.
Okay.
Much lower, and a longer duration, so a 30-year loan, whereas commercial only goes up to 20.
Thank you.
Okay, then I will open it up for a public hearing on this matter with the same rules of mine.
Do I push something here? Or what?
It's not working. Would you like to use mine?
Okay.
Russell, good one again. And some of the comments right now and at the dedication from our new city office, and what I've suspected for some time, we paid off our library bond, but it was not canceled. And apparently the city is still collecting the money on the library bond. And Alvin just mentioned that from that the Hanson Endowment will be a part of the funding for the city center. But I would appreciate some clarification of the comments that are at the dedication Monday and the right up in the Herald Journal. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to support the local news source with legal notices. I'm sure they could use the revenue. But maybe some clarification. When we paid off our library bond, council members at the time, I forget who exactly said, we should make notice to the people, to the public, that we paid off, cancel it if we want to re-up it, collect more on that, then let's do that and keep it formal and above the board. And I think, from what I can gather, you've just continued to collect on the library bond, even though we paid it off. So maybe some clarification on that. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of opportunities tonight to address maybe some
this is great
information that apparently we've been unclear on. Alan, do you want to just address that?
Yeah, that's a very valid question that Russell brought up. Regarding the library bond payment, which the initial library did have a bond payment, and the dedicated library property tax. So library property tax was instituted in order to fund the library, not a specific bond or anything else. What it was used for, though, initially was to help pay off the bond, in addition to help fund the operations of the library. And over time, that bond was paid off. But over those years, the actual dedicated library property tax was used more and more for just the simple operations of the library. The initial bond was only, I think, sounds minimal today with costs just skyrocketing, but it was around $1 million, just under $1 million. So that payment each year, well, the dedicated library property tax brings it now around $400,000 or in excess of $400,000. That dedicated library property tax is just for the library in general. It's used to fund the operations of the library, how the library functions,
salaries,
wages, benefits, everything across the board. And then in addition, it was also used to help pay for that bond. But over time,
She's our resident expert, so Linda, thanks for being here. Okay, seeing no further comments, I will close the public hearing. Council, any questions on that? Okay, then I would entertain a motion. You guys got to stay strong. We're right in the middle.
All right, I move that we approve the FY25 LBA budget. There are revisions to the FY24 budget, too, that we're approving.
Yeah.
Okay, and FY24 budget revisions.
Okay. Motion by Kenny. Second by Johnny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes unanimously.
Motion to move back into the general session.
Okay, motion by Emily, second by Buzzy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we are now.